In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, comparing the Christian Catholic faith with the other monotheistic religions, Judaism and Islam, we state that the Christian belief has a certain number of paradox things. And this is then very typical for Christianism. So, for instance, paradox is what is contradicting each other, but nevertheless working and valid and true. So, for instance, the virginity and motherhood in the Blessed Virgin Mary. She was a virgin, but she became mother. She became mother, but she stayed virgin at the same time. Seems to be contradicting. According to human logic, it is a contradiction, but nevertheless, this is divine mystery. The other paradoxon is that Jesus is humble, God is humble, but he is almighty. Jesus has lost the battle, according to human logic, here on earth, but at the same time, he has destroyed the power of the devil, of the evil, generally. And also, another paradox thing is the mystery of the triune God. Holy Trinity, at the same time, only one God. One God in three persons. And this is what the Jews and the Muslims are simply not able to understand. They accuse us of adoring three gods, God Father, God Son, God Holy Ghost. But we say, no, there is only one God. And just considering on the human logic, it shows us that the Catholic belief is not a creation of a human mentality of people. Because if someone would create a new religion, for instance, then they will never come to such thoughts to introduce a triune God. It's, on the other hand, more or less a proof that the Christian belief is of divine origin. And, of course, this is a big mystery. We are simply not able, with our human mind, to comprehend totally God as he is. And we do nevertheless try to come closer to understand what the mystery says and what it is. The big job of the Old Testament, of the Jewish religion in the Old Testament, was that the Old Testament has strongly spoken there is only one God, one in number, because in that time, there were so many polytheistic religions spread all over the world. And we know, for instance, the old Greek gods, so-called, and then in the Roman pagan religion, there are also Jupiter and many other gods. And they are, when we observe them, more or less human, like human beings. Their logic, their feelings, and so on. It's obviously a simple, a primitive creation of human mind. And then the Old Testament, when the revelation has started more or less with the Abraham, when God called Abraham to fulfill his will, and then the entire history of the Jewish people in the Old Testament, then we see there's one main sentence has been spoken. There's only one God. And this is the big gain of the Old Testament religion. There is only one God. And these are the merits of the Old Testament. There is only one God. As the first commandment says, I am God, your Lord, and you must not adore other gods on my side. We know this from catechism lessons from our childhood. And then the Christianity, the New Testament, the apparition, or better to say, the revelation, God's revelation in Jesus Christ has brought us, has made the next and the final step. The one God has been here revealed and is revealed as a holy God. And the mystery of the Holy Trinity is enabling us to understand that God is endlessly holy. God is endlessly good. And God is infinite, saint, and merciful. And this is the big merit of the New Testament, the revelation of God Father in God Son. We know the words from the mouth of Jesus Christ. He said, the Father, he has introduced God as his divine Father, heavenly Father, Father and Son, two different persons. But Jesus said, the Father and I, we are united. We are one. Who is listening my voice is listening the voice of the Father. Who is fulfilling my will, my commandments, is obedient to my heavenly Father. And Jesus has introduced, revealed God as his Father. But as Father in heaven, whom to nobody has access. On the human level, our interpretation of God? We access to that with our human mentality. And we are able to understand God, to learn him to know, but we are not able to comprehend him. And we have always a human mentality of God. But Jesus Christ has said, as St. Paul has expressed, that God is living in an inaccessible light, in eternity. God is infinite in all his qualities, much more intensive as the collective human mind can imagine. God is always higher. God is always holier. God is always the true love, finally. And then he is the endless one. And what our understanding, imagination of God is, we must state, God is more. We understand that God is just, that he is merciful, that he is loving. But our maximum on understanding is only a small part of how he is really. And when Jesus has introduced God as living in an inaccessible light, nobody has ever seen God. The Son of God who has come here has revealed us this. Then he says that we are not God, human beings. And that's why, because of the limitations of our mind, of our nature, we cannot fill out or comprehend completely how God is. We understand who he is, but not how intensive all his qualities are. And this is the reason why God in his endless holiness has become human being. He has accepted by this also the limitations of the human nature. And when God has spoken to us in Old Testament and then especially in Jesus Christ, then he has spoken to us in a language we are able to understand. When we say language, it doesn't mean English, German, Chinese, Portuguese, Spanish. It means the according to the human nature. He has become man. This is the top of his incarnation. And then he has spoken to us, giving in the manner we are thinking and speaking. And so we has become enabled to understand God, who is endless in his divine heavenly glory. And so Jesus Christ has stayed, the Son has stayed to be divine, but he has become human, and so he has spoken to us and he has revealed who God is on a manner we human beings are able to understand. But at the same time, the mystery of the Holy Trinity is saying us, God is as he himself in heaven is much more than you can ever imagine. And so he became man, and on the cross he has shown us, not only explained theoretically that God is love, but he has shown us on his example, because identifying himself with our sin, with our guilt, he has made the satisfaction, and only God was able to do this satisfaction. So when we pray to the Son, we adore God Father, God Son. And Jesus Christ has promised us to send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the union between the Father and the Son in all eternity. And Jesus said, I will ascend to heaven, and you will receive the Holy Spirit, and he will introduce you in all truth. And the Father is sending you the Holy Spirit, but I will also send him. So the Catholic faith is confessing that the Father and the Son are sending us actively the Holy Spirit, although the Father stays the origin. But here is the proof for the filioque in the creed of the Holy Mass, the Catholic teaching. And the Holy Spirit will change your mind, your heart. You will be exchanged in some regard when you allow God to work this. And then you will become a new creation in the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit of God himself will work in your heart, in your soul. And so we see here, hopefully I could explain it sufficiently, the mystery of the Holy Trinity is and stays a mystery. And we will never come to an end comprehending this, because it's simply not possible. But only the revelation that God has revealed himself in three persons, but the one Godness, one God, that means that this is only enabling us, and this is the big merit of the New Testament, that God is not only one, but God is endlessly holy. And let me explain you on an example how we can sometimes understand it also. It's about 25 or 30 years ago, I had once catechism lessons with children, and we have spoken on that on a certain day about the angels who are adoring God in heaven, according to the prophet Isaiah, the 6th chapter. Holy, 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 sanctus, sanctus, sanctus. This famous sanctus song of the angels, endlessly in all eternity. And then a young girl, this is human logic, she said, "Oh, Father, it must be boring all the time to say and to sing, saint, 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 holy, holy, holy." And then I stretched her my hand and I said, "You know, it's your duty to do all to make the right decisions in your life and to live as Catholic Christian, so you come then to heaven. But when you are in heaven, I do promise you and do even give you a total guarantee that you will never feel bored, as if you don't know what to do." Because in the heaven, we will be confronted, the souls in the heaven, they are confronted with the endless holy God. And they will never come to an end, because God is endless. And that's why the souls, the saved souls in the heaven, will always experience a bigger, bigger, and deeper joy, because they are united with God. But this is what we should try to start here on earth. And the mystery of the Holy Trinity is opening us the view, because God is much more than our human nature is able to insight or to see, to understand. We will never comprehend him totally. But the more we want to genuflect, to kneel down and to adore the true God who has revealed him, one God in three persons, it is a mystery. It will stay all the time a mystery. And also in eternity, we will never come to an end in understanding, in loving. And here we see, if God wouldn't be triune, then he wouldn't be love, charity. He has revealed himself as a loving God, endlessly loving God. And the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is showing us thus and proving us. But the love is not possible when there is only one person. The love can only take place when there are at least two persons. So the Catholic theology says us, the fathers are teaching us that the Father and the Son are in all eternity loving themselves mutually, and their love is the Holy Spirit who is spread over the world and given to the souls of the pious disciples of Jesus Christ. And our holy duty and vocation is to progress in the spiritual battle, adoring God and devoting him our entire life. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et mania semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.